Welcome to Uncommitted Comedy, presented by Good Humor Wasted. Your host, Katina La Rosa. Well, welcome to the first episode, season one of Uncommitted Comedy. Just want to let you know that we are so uncommitted. We don't even know if we'll be on next week. We're podcasting from sunny Orlando, Florida, where you got to have a side hustle to support your main hustle, all right? Just letting you know, we're going to bring some awareness and comedic commentary concerning mental health. And moi will be presenting mainly, but we will have special guests, other comedians, as well as other artists who have been impacted in some way, shape, or form with mental health. And we'll also have some mental health professionals as well coming in the future, you know, if we're on, okay? Because that's how we roll. We so uncommitted, all right? And just to give you a little background information about myself, I've managed to not be committed at this point in my life. I'm 51% extroverted, 49% introverted, according to my Briggs-Myers personality test. I quit my job to pursue my anxiety full time, just letting my anxiety drive the way, and let's see where it takes us, okay? A lot of good things have come from that. As far as our medical disclaimer, I do want to let you know that the content on this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician and other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding your medical condition, okay? So I don't have a check for you. Don't try to sue me, all right? Keep that to yourself, all right? Now that we got that medical disclaimer out the way, I am not a doctor, at least not of mental health. Our future, like I said, we're going to have various future guests coming. Just to kind of give you some background, some personal experience. Just, I feel like you can relate to different people. So that keeps the show from being stale. It keeps it fresh. And you'll have new perspectives also. Because this is going to be a learning journey is what I like to call it. All right. So if you've never had the experience of dealing with mental health concerns or dealing with people who have mental health concerns, this podcast will be very enlightening to you. I feel as though most people will have some type of experience with it, because it is, mental illness is actually among the most common health conditions in the U.S., and more than 50% will be diagnosed with some type of mental illness in the future. So according to some CDC stats, of course, if you want to check that, you can go out to www.cdc.gov/mental health and learn some more about it. So there's a lot of interesting facts. Your mental health can change over time, just like your waistline, okay? One minute you are, woo, you so fine, honey. You a snitch, sitch to the gods, okay? You got your little cocoa butter shape. You've been eating Taco Bell and burritos and big old burgers and stuff, and you still ain't gained no weight. And then out of nowhere, you just, boop, waistline gone, okay? You look like a bag of apples, all right? That's the same thing with mental health. You could be fine. There could be things that normally wouldn't stress you out. All of a sudden, you are somewhere panic attacking. You don't know what's going on. Room spinning. You about to freak out. Well, your body chemistry, all of that stuff plays into it. Genetics, I already messed up. Genetics, everything else can play into it. So, you know, it can change over time depending on what factors are going on in your life and how you have learned how to deal with stress. It can vary, okay? So there's no shame in it. You know, everybody goes through a rough time. Some people, you know, go through a harder time than others, but I feel like we're in this journey of life to come together and help each other and to learn and to grow. So that's why it was really important for me to do this podcast and just kind of get a fresh perspective and a style of, about mental illness. And I just want to be, you know, as transparent as possible. And I hope that, you know, with my future guests, they will feel comfortable to also be transparent and share in their experience and what they've learned in their given condition and so forth, or a family member's given condition and so forth. So it's going to be cool. I guess this thing for me, for mental health, I feel like comedians are very, I feel like it's top on the list. I feel like we definitely struggle because we have this identity of happiness and we have to make everyone else around us happy. You know, it's our job. It's our job to make you laugh. It's our job to make you smile, or at least not to get anything thrown at us on stage, at the bare minimum. That's like goal number one. So once we get past making everyone else happy, it's like, how do we make ourselves happy? And I feel like a lot of comedians struggle with depression, and I mean, humor comes from some dark places. You got to go through there, because sometimes that's the only way you can get through it. You know, whatever darkness has come, you got to make a joke about it. And it can be healing. And then in some ways it can kind of be like, it's almost like you're suppressing it. Like you're not really dealing with the, like, the bug in the corner. You know, I like to call it the bug in the corner. And the little bug just morphs into something bad, something rough, like a rat, a bubonic plague or something. I don't know. We'll start off with a flea. You know, that's how bubonic plague was spread anyway. It was flea-like. A lot of people think it's with rats. Rats played a part, but it was mostly the fleas from the rats and lice. Either way, it starts small. And if you don't check it, it can wipe you out. So that's why I feel like this, you know, comedy, mental health, it all goes together. It's a great theme. So we're definitely going to touch on that. We're going to dive deep. We're going to go into some ways to boost your mental health as well. And we'll talk medication, you know, with my professional guests who will come on. They can talk to you about medication, and they can talk to you about homeopathic ways as well, working out, all that. You know, I love when people tell you, oh, you're sad, you're depressed, just go work out. Okay, well, if you're too depressed to get out of bed, you're going to probably be too depressed to run on a treadmill, okay? So, yeah, not everybody's depression is the same. There's clinical depression. There's, you know, depression that just happens because of a life event. There's various forms of depression. There's various forms of anxiety. So we're going to explore all the different types of you know, effects of mental illness, from substance abuse, trying to self-medicate, from suicide to, you know, every little nook and cranny of mental illness. I want to go there. I want to explore it. I want to explore the people that, you know, sometimes people are mentally ill and can't afford treatment, and you know, they're going through some things. Other times, you know, I'm just going to be real with you. They just assholes, and they looking for an excuse to, you know, to mitigate losses, and they do some dumb stuff, and then they just want to claim mental illness. We're going to talk about that, because, you know, not everybody that want to play mental really is. They play with it like a game. And then there's some people that really do need help, but because mental illness is almost so common, and sometimes certain aspects of it is challenging to diagnose, people are unable to get the help that they really need. And you got some people that are just gaming the system, you know. But we'll get into it. Don't worry about it. You know, right now, this is just a fresh little show, just to kind of get your mind thinking. If you want to be on the show, you know, definitely hit me up. You can find me on Facebook at Good Humor Wasted. You can message there, follow the page, like it. Definitely share. Share. Like, sharing is caring, you know? And if you can't find me there, if you're more on Instagram, you can hit me up on Instagram. You can IG me, okay? You can DM me. That's what they say nowadays. Direct message me. You can definitely hit me up in my DMs at Good Humor Wasted. We're on there. Good Humor Wasted as well. We have a website as well with Good Humor Wasted. The whole brand. It's a whole movement. You know, our good humor will not go wasted. Okay? So definitely hit us up if you want to be on the show, or you have an idea, or you want to just give feedback. Hit us up. We're open to it. And I'm so excited about this venture that we're going into together. And I hope that you really enjoy the content that will come from it, and that you'll learn something new about not only yourself, maybe others, or a new way of handling people or coworkers, you know, or family members, because we all have that family members like, all they beans ain't cooked and they rice is raw. But anyway, just with this friendly intro to me and my purpose and how I want to take this journey of self-discovery, as well as a discovering of others, definitely hit us up, Good Humor Wasted. And remember, we so uncommitted, we don't know if we're going to be on next week. Okay? Later.